Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
God's taken me through all of this stuff, and I didn't see the end play on this at all, of course. God's taken me through these things where I did this, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm responsible for this. And I see the things that I did that caused the breakdown in our relationship, and I see the things that I did that caused pain to her. And I'm seeing these things, and I'm repenting for them, and God's showing me scriptures that support what his point of view is on this. And all through that process, I'm getting clarity, and I'm like, God, you know, I think I'm getting better. I mean, I think I'm healing, and I'm kind of on the other side of this grief a little bit, and I think I could probably be a better husband. And I actually started getting mad at God. Because I thought, I can't marry someone else. I mean, I actually still love my wife, but who's my ex-wife, who's actually married to another man now. And I'm like, what do I do with this, God? Hmm. And I can't see the play in this. And I'm like, what am I going to do with all these changes that you're making in me, these kinds of things that are giving me focus and clarity and the ability? And I thought, you know, now that I can be a great husband, there's nobody for me, is how I thought. So I was getting kind of angry with God. Hmm. And God showed me, be patient, be patient. You have no idea is what he's saying, you know. You got no idea.
We really have no idea. And Melissa, I know when you're dealing with an offense and you get out from under it where you know, the temptation is to let your heart grow so hard because you so feel justified in the pain that you've carried for so long. How did you get to a place where you're willing to even hear from Brad how sorry he was?
Well, God began to do a lot of work in my life, too. I mean, when I left and had gotten remarried, I didn't even know what was in my heart. I didn't know all the stuff that was in my heart. And I knew there was anger. I had a lot of anger toward him, and it was because I felt like I wasn't worth the effort, and I felt like we needed to put the effort into our marriage, and I was angry at him for that. And so much hurt. There was so much hurt in me. Well, you go on to get remarried to kind of put a Band-Aid on some of those feelings, and you have never dealt with them. And that marriage ended, and God began to work in my life. I was listening to Sarah Renner's song, Forgive. And I used to listen to it on my way to work every morning. And oh my gosh, I call it leaking. I would just leak out of my eyes all the way to work. And sometimes even at work, I'd end up going to the bathroom and God was doing such a work in my life about forgiving and letting go of things, and he just did this whole work in my life, and I began to see things from a different perspective. That was huge. Friends would go, well, how's Brad doing? I'm like, well, why would you want to know that? He's kind of mean, you know, he's kind of distant, but that was to me. I felt that way. To them, they saw him from a different perspective, and God began to give me all these different perspectives that people saw him as God's child and God's perspective of him. And so I began to go through this transformation of forgiveness, which was huge. And he would come and pick up our daughter, and I could tell that he was changing from just his tone of voice, believe it or not. It was just this aura about him, and I'm like, wow, I just couldn't believe the work that God was doing in his life.
Which you wouldn't have been able to see if you wouldn't have done that on your own work of forgiveness.
Right.
And just a side note, Kevin and I saw Brad at a picnic during that 3-year wilderness time. And I said, whoa, is God doing something in him? And is he madly still in love with his wife?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.